Welcome, everyone. Welcome wherever you are in the world, live or on the replay. We are here at our daily karma, daily and morning meditation. And as always, I'm sure you already began with your standing posture. Your eyes are closed. You are relaxed. And allowing the mind to be free, to thought, to arise. You're allowing your breath to be free and your breathing to guide you. You're allowing your body to be free and let it safely do the self-regulation that it knows so well how. You are freeing your path to be your teacher and an inspiration for the future. You are freeing your future to be greater than you expect it to be. You are freeing yourself to mold and join your past and your future into a beautiful experience. That does not require fixating or keeping or fear of loss, but actually wishing for it to go away as fast as possible. As good as it may be to go away as fast as possible, replaced by another even more interesting, even more inspiring, even more powerful experience. Allow yourself to recognize where the biggest challenges occur there, right there. Your opportunity may be. Literally using your freedom and trust in that to push yourself against the challenge. Not run from it, but literally touch it, come to it. That is the limitation. Come to it. Touch it. Don't be afraid of it. Push yourself against them as you rise above. Not wishing it to go away, but actually welcoming it as an opportunity, realizing that it's timely, realizing that it's yours and not anyone else. Realizing there's a match between your ability and the challenge. Realizing that the challenges are not only external or physical, but they're also internal and emotional. Validations. Reasons, excuses. Our challenge. We need to overcome it. But there's so many of them. There's so many challenges I could overcome. And there's so many opportunities I may be missing. It becomes overwhelming even talking about them. has looked at the world, everything you see, everything you hear today is a challenge. Does this mean it is an opportunity for me? Somewhat. But not fully. Most of the challenges we're talking about are a little bit more personal. You'll know when they come. You'll know when they're there. And you see around you and you say, well, what about all those people around? Do they know about this? What about the successful people, those who are healthy and those who are happy and those who are enjoying their wealth and able to appreciate their position, their genetical beauty, their genetical strength, those who are able to appreciate their great mindset, their place of living, their friends, their family, their health, those who are able to appreciate that, the happy people, not the ones that are really, really poor. Poor means the ones that have and don't know it, and don't appreciate it, and don't value it, and are suffering. The more they have, the more they're suffering, because they see that abundance is not theirs. They don't even know about it. Those are poor people. Those don't have a lot in terms to appreciate little things, even though they may wish for more. No longer a problem to wish. Dreaming, desiring, wishing, this is what keeps a person going, moving forward, and appreciating every moment of having a little bit more, or just a little peace, just a little step forward. We look at them and say, oh, poor people, they don't have. But sometimes we are the poor people that don't have, because we have and don't see. They look at us and they say, poor people. They have and don't. See this one. So what is making a person happy? I look at it on a daily basis. I experience those questions. I see answers to those questions every day. What makes the difference between two people? Or maybe positioned in exactly the same way, exactly the same place, maybe even a brother or a sister. Maybe even, you know, two friends sitting next to each other in a classroom, born in two houses next door, born to similar families, gone through exactly the same education, exactly the same genetic ability. What makes one more successful than another, more happy than the other, more appreciative of their life, more useful in sharing with others? As it brings them joy. Well, I think one thing is even easier to answer that question if we don't look at two people, but look at one. We look at the same person at different moments in their life. And some moments they're very happy and appreciate. And another moment they're very unhappy and sad and angry themselves, mostly, but then that anger at themselves comes through and affects them and their relationship with others, with their environment, even the physical thing, hating the clothes they're wearing, the shoes, that table, that TV set, that door, that window, that backyard, that tree, that neighbor, that postman, that stranger passing by. At the best, at worst, they don't like their family and their friends. And it all starts with how they are feeling inside for themselves. We know all this because we talked about the fourth chakra being the leading emotional center, and that begins there and then expresses in the fifth chakra and how we exercise that discomfort out at the next stage of development. After the experience, after the manifest. But then you say, okay, a little bit on a tangent, but I'll still share it with you. It's fun, maybe, for today. But why do they don't like the tree or the door or the TV set or the shoes? What is it? Maybe that's not fifth chakra, is it? And I thought about it, and I realized that if there's not enough people out there to be angry at, then they actually give items, human traits, and then use it to be angry at them. They actually do that without realizing. Quite amazing. Whenever they talk to the items, they expect items to be a certain way for them. They expect them to be beautiful for them, tasty for them, working, order, always new, how dare you getting old on me, right? Or anything like that. Or how dare you be so new that I don't know you, how to use you. Anything like that. But you put human traits on items and then be angry at them and they can't connect to that problem. Again, it all comes from the fourth first. So where's the solution? Well, in this morning's, today's meditation, we will look at the one of the probably more and most dominant way to look at the difference between a person when they love the item around them, no matter what, and when they don't, and nothing can make them happy, is something I call momentum. It is a force in nature that comes in its source from awakened vertical energy, from awakened vertical. And it's something that we look at more carefully in other courses that we do. But today I would like to introduce it on a more simple level, just as a mindset that allows us during any meditation, any level of meditation, to be more empowered. The meditation mindset, when we recognize that it's not the availability of energy that makes us happy and healthy and successful and appreciative of where we are, because no matter where you are, at what level, how much energy you're experiencing, no matter where you are, if your momentum is down, and everything that you do, every little thing that you do becomes a struggle, and you no longer are able to see challenges as rewarding, and you are forced into running from them, hiding from them, sometimes for years and years. So when we're doing meditation and we're thinking, oh, I hope this meditation can bring me somewhere and push me somewhere, that somewhere in today's meditation will be nowhere else but into a positive momentum. Nowhere else. Just the positive. And then you'll know that every small little effort that you make, every small little incident in your life would be a beautiful indicator to help you not get somewhere, but simply experience the moment with joy, feeling great at any place you are, anything you do, no matter the challenges or the rewards, is success in my book. And it brings to health, long life, and happiness. Anything else is short-lived, which here we are, basic inner keys, not necessarily to change momentum, but to help every single meditation, every single moment, and we recognize the value of momentum. So we will call this meditation a dynamic momentum. And in that key, we will hold everything we've said so far and more. Remember, and more. This is not time, ever. Not enough words to describe the power that I hold for us. So here we are. Please repeat the next key after me with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. To recognize the power of dynamic momentum. And fill my head and my mind. And fill my head and mind. And let it happen. Let it guide you, move you, take. Let it love you, let you love it. And live it out right now. Live it out. Own it. Relax into it as well. Realize your power is often not in pushing, not in pulling, but in freeing. We rarely know that action of free. We mostly know that to get something done, we have to either push or pull. That's action. In a meditative state, the external effort of push or pull are not as valuable per se. It is actually even more difficult action during meditative state. Free. And then we can confusing about the, in our everyday life, and often things if we just by freeing we can achieve, but not always. In the physical world, push and pulling is what moves into momentum, but in the inner world, that word, that action, breathing, trusting, or faith actually, in some place, but not to be confused with any institutional here we go, next inner key. It's much more clear now. Next inner key. Please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. To recognize the power of my dynamic momentum. And fill my hands, arms, and shoulders. And fill my hands, arms, and shoulders. And really free yourself. Knowing that that's the action of inner. That's the most powerful one in inner. This is why you cannot make anyone experience inner growth, because it can't be pushed or pulled into them. They have to take and free them to achieve. You just have to be an inspiration for their freedom, not the element that pushes or pulls, but inspires their freedom. That's how you can help others. And many others, but especially when it comes to your network. And variables, so many. Here we go, the next energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. To recognize the power of my dynamic momentum. And fill my chest cavity. My chest. And relaxing. And use your strength now to free yourself. Use the momentum, recognition of momentum, as your inspiration of freedom. As momentum arrives from vertical energy, it has no limitation of time and space. It is a very unique power that changes everything upside down. It makes something that may feel uncomfortable, extremely pleasant, in that power, because it has no concern of any physical limitation. Here we go, next energy. Please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. To appreciate the power of my dynamic momentum and fill my upper abdomen and fill my upper abdomen and and let it happen. And relax a little more. Remembering the freedom, it so happens that even in the inner experience, the freedom is outer as well. Truly, what doesn't make sense. This is, we're so conditioned to constrict our external that even if we free our internal, in many places I see, they're still trying and control the external because it doesn't make sense to them. They so separated the external world with the internal world that even during a meditative state, they forget that the physical world is an energetic world and you need to join it in the experience, to give the wave the continuity to end for the new wave to arrive. Help it complete its cycle and movement, freedom and movement, freedom and sounding, freedom and breath, freedom and thought is continuation, allowing that wave to complete so the next one can come. Here we go, the next inner key. Please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. To recognize the power of my dynamic momentum and fill my lower abdomen. And let it happen. Let it dance you. Let it keep you still. Let it do whatever is needed, but also remember it's a wave. It's something that begins and never repeats itself to be exactly the same. Even if it seems, you know, you look at the ocean, you look at the waves, you think they're all the same, but they are not and never repeat themselves. Never. Not yet. When we draw the waves, you know, as children, we draw them all the same. Okay? Waves are. The same thing with life circumstances. Sometimes we want them to come, go, complete, and then be reborn in us. Our love for someone needs to be reborn again. From a new us, from a new source, from a more enlightened seed of who we are. Here we go, the next inner key. Please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. To experience the power of my dynamic momentum. To experience the power of my dynamic momentum. And fill my legs and feet. My legs and feet. And free your entire body for them. Recognizing that the benefit is mutual. The benefit is throughout the body. Not exclusive with every key. And just relax. Recognizing the power of freedom in that inner experience. And relax externally just as well as internally. As we are preparing for the final key for this meditation. Here we go. Please repeat it with your inner voice with assertiveness and freedom. I want. It's joy. I want to receive a lot of energy. To appreciate the power of my dynamic momentum. To appreciate the power of my dynamic momentum. And fill my entire body. And fill my entire body, head to toe, top to bottom of my spine. Head to toe, top to bottom of my spine. And relaxing the thought and the breath, freeing them from judgment and restriction. Relaxing the body from the top down all the way to the toe. Freeing them from judgment and despair and restriction. And recognizing you're a human being. A human being that is appreciative of the ups and downs of the wave, and much more appreciative of that when we are in our positive moment. I want to thank you for being here today. If you have a few more moments, completely recommend to stay in this energy a little bit longer. Otherwise, I want to congratulate you for today. Embody, internalize, take it into your day, take it into your life, take it into your experience with others, and become the inspiration for them. My name is Eric Laub, and this is our Daily Karma Daily and Morning Meditation, and we'll meet again.